Over the last few years, Denka Performance Elastomer, a chemical plant in St. John the Baptist Parish, has gotten in trouble with the EPA for potential emissions violations. Now Louisiana's Department of Environmental Quality is planning to file a lawsuit against the company. New Orleans Advocate reporter Della Hassell has been reporting on this story and spoke with WWNO's Travis Lux about what we know and where things might go from here.
The Denka chemical plant makes and emits a chemical called chloroprene. So what do we know about chloroprene?
So chloroprene was designated as a likely carcinogen in 2010. That was kind of an update in status. The EPA basically said that it is more harmful to people than we originally thought.
And what's it used for?
It is used to make neoprene, which is a kind of rubber-like material. It's used to make wetsuits, orthopedic braces, pool tables, all kinds of things, anything that needs to be durable and waterproof.
And so this chemical plant has had a lot of issues with the EPA over the years. There was one inspection that found more than 50 violations of the Clean Air Act, and residents for years now have been protesting about the level of these chloroprene emissions. So has the company taken any steps to reduce the level of chloroprene emissions?
Sure. So first, it was 50 potential violations of the Clean Air Act. That is going to work itself out in court. But yes, the company has done a lot to try to reduce emissions. They have spent, I believe it is $35 million up until this point to reduce emissions. They were tasked by the state to reduce chloroprene emissions by 85% of the 2014 levels. They spent most of 2017 doing that by putting controls into place, better technology. They say they're very close to reducing it by 85%, but they're not quite there yet.
And so the state's Department of Environmental Quality says it's planning to file a lawsuit against Denka, the company. What do we know about why that lawsuit's being filed?
So on the record from the state, we know very little. The Department of Environmental Quality will not say what the lawsuit is over. Attorney General Jeff Landry's office, who has to sign off on the lawsuit under state law, has signed off on the lawsuit but doesn't have any information to give us. What we do know is that the company got in trouble in 2016 after an inspection done by EPA officials who came in and found 50 potential violations of the Clean Air Act. They found a litany of problems, including leaky pipes. The officials were not measuring chloroprene well enough. They didn't have the right instruments to see how much they were actually putting into the air. So it's possible that the lawsuit is over that.
And how has the company responded to the possibility of this lawsuit?
The company doesn't comment on pending litigation, but over and over again, company officials have said they are responsible, they're a good company, they're good neighbors, they are trying their best to reduce emissions as much as possible, and they are committed to getting the 85% reduction in chloroprene emissions.
Chuck Carr Brown is the head of the Department of Environmental Quality here in Louisiana, and he once accused critics of the plant of fear-mongering. Now, of course, his agency is going to be part of this lawsuit. So why the change of tune, do you think?
Well, that's the question of the hour. That's the exact same thing that John Cummings pointed out. He's a lawyer who has been involved in many lawsuits by residents against Denka. And he says it's going to be very interesting that Chuck Brown will basically have to reverse his position and say, actually, this could be harmful, and we are going to sue the company because of it, mm-hmm. if indeed they file a lawsuit.
And so what comes next?
Well, next we wait to see what the lawsuit says, and we'll report about it then.
Della Hassell is a reporter at the New Orleans Advocate. Thanks, Della.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Walton Family Foundation, and local listeners.